Welcome to the Rugby League podcast. We're obviously going to be talking all things Hull KR this time. So maybe an unfamiliar voice or unfamiliar face to yourselves. I'm the Hull FC reporter Paul Clark, but we're here, don't worry, with the Hull KR reporter Gareth Westmond. And we're going to go all things in on Danny Maguire here. Obviously, he's a massive signing for the club ahead of the 2018 season. And I've got a really interesting interview, haven't we, with him that we're obviously going to be showing you later on in the show as well. But first of all, when you heard about the signing, Danny Maguire, Gareth, what was your first thinking?
It was, I remember it was back in something like, I think it was July or maybe even earlier. I think he'd just announced that he was to leave Leeds, and that was, you know, the big story at the end of the day. But, you know, the next thing was, where's he going to go next? Is he going to retire or is he going to move on? So there was instantly, you know, links to a number of clubs, and Rovers were one of those. And I'm thinking, well, you know, it kind of makes sense, this, to be linked, because we, you know, Jordan Abdul and Jamie Ellis who were on loan. You know, it was a bit up in the air with regards to if you're going to go up to Super League, and you know, it's that kind of signing that, you know, Tim Sheens can attract at the end of the day as well. I don't think, you know, no disrespect to previous coaches, but perhaps they would not attract a signing like that to the club. So I think it was a couple of days in between that, and then the club weren't commenting on it, and then, you know, we got the news that it was actually, you know, going to happen, and I just remember thinking to myself, you know, I've supported the club, as a lot of people know, since I was a little kid, and I never thought, like, you know, a player of that quality would come to Rovers. You'd think he'd be at Leeds for the rest of his life, but suddenly it becomes available.
And it's one of those as well, because obviously at the time it becomes available, a lot of you know, fans out there, you know, maybe from the other side of the river and things like that, comment on his age and things like that. But one of the important things, especially the back end of the season for Danny Maguire, I mean, he took over. I mean, in that grand final, obviously Castleford played poorly, but, you know, he led them to victory, and is that an important thing for Rovers as well? They're not just getting an experience in a guy who obviously isn't going to play the best rugby league of his career, but he's still at the top of the game when it comes to Super League.
Yeah, I mean, I went to watch the grand final in October earlier this year, and he completely bossed it. You know, I never thought he would, you know, be so dominant in that game with Castleford, you know, running away with the league all year, and Leeds, you know, coming from nowhere really and winning it. So yeah, I was impressed with how he controlled the game. But, you know, even if he replicates just, you know, half of that game in the entire season, then Rovers have got a good standing under the belts. And like I said, the experience he brings to it's a rather young squad really at the end of the day. Yeah. You know, they've got smatterings of old players, well, older players such as Sean Lund, Nick Scruton, who've
I'm
been
sure
around
I'll
the
love
block.
You saying that.
And you know, Maguire's played alongside both of those. So there's a nice little leadership group forming there, and that's just going to be beneficial for the next 2 years that Maguire's contracted, definitely.
Yeah, because does it feel like it was probably one of those signings that the club maybe needed as well? I mean, obviously they're coming back up into the Super League now, and the options out there, and, you know, there's not plentiful options, is there really, as they've found over the last few weeks, where they're trying to get players from left, right and centre and not quite getting there. But as well as some of the fans maybe a little bit worried about that, I mean, Dan Maguire is one of those marquee signings, it's bums on seats type job as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think if, you know, like say, went at the top of the piece, Maguire becomes available, a number of clubs are going to be interested. And I was impressed with how Rovers managed to pull it off. I think Jamie Peacock was crucial with that, and obviously Tim Sheens, like we've mentioned. But I remember doing a podcast, you might, you know, have listened to it as well, that the fans came in and spoke about Rovers, and, you know, they liken it to a signing of Ben Galea or Mick Vella, you know, that type of signing when Super League. Now, Maguire was coming regardless, but now he's coming into Super League, that's going to be massive. I mean, he was going to come if there was in the Championship still, but to have him in Super League just gives him that extra fighting chance of avoiding that middle eights again.
Yeah, because you mentioned Ben Galea and Clint Newton and those type of players as well, the effect they had on the players around them as well, and that's important, isn't it? Because obviously Rovers have lost a little bit of experience over the last few years, obviously with relegation as well, that was a dent on the club's kind of pride. But just what he'll bring to players around him as well, I mean, that'll be really interesting, and especially those young halves as well, people like your Matty Marshes of the world.
Yeah,
as well.
Definitely. I mean, I remember watching Michael Dobson all those years, and I know he was still relatively quite young when he was at Rovers, but he was the dominant man. He was the, you know, the go-to man. He brought a lot of players on. He was the dictator. Everything went through him. And although I can see a lot of players chipping in next year, you know, plenty is going to go through Maguire. A bit like Jamie Ellis this year, he was always in a bit of limbo what he was doing, but Maguire's settled now, you know, at the club, even though he's only been training for, what, 3-4 weeks now. He's got his future sorted, he's here for 2 years, and touch wood, without any injuries, which have been quite kind to him over I think the last few years, especially this year, played in a lot of games. You know, that's going to be crucial, but I bet he's just looking forward to that first game now, and especially the second one against Leeds as well. I bet he's really looking forward to that one.
I mean, Maguire, for Rugby League fans out there, I'm sure, obviously my similar age to you, just a little bit older. I mean, Maguire in terms of Rugby League, he was almost kind of like Michael Owen growing up for me. I mean, he was that kind of player who just came on the scene with a different type style of rugby, really attacking. Obviously, got a lot of tries in his early days. I don't know if anybody out there remembers, but I mean, I think it was 2002, if I'm right, when England A, the second team, took Australia really close. And I think, if my memory serves me right, it was actually at Griffin Park, where London Broncos used to play. And they lost something on the lines of 24-22 or something like that. It was the three-match test series, which Great Britain actually eventually lost. All really close matches. We expected to do well. But him and Rob Burrow, just that combination, it was something, one of those first things that you see in kind of like the future of British Rugby League, but also just Leeds Rhinos as well. And I'm sure you watched him obviously growing up as well. He was just an exciting player to watch, wasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Just first off, your memory is far better than mine. I can't remember
it's probably littered with errors, that. And then the people listening, watching, are probably just absolutely berating me right now.
Rubbishing that. Yeah, better than mine, what I did yesterday. But like I said, whenever you think of silverware, you think of Danny Maguire. Yeah. It's become synonymous with that Challenge Cup Grand Final. I mean, he's won it, I think, 8 times now. Challenge Cup a handful of times as well. So he's been there and done it. And the more players Rovers have in that squad, I'm not trying to say Rovers will win Super League or win the Challenge Cup. That's not what I'm trying to say. But they can help the players then just progress up that table. It's not a case of winning Super League. That's not the aim this year.
No.
The aim is to stay out of that bottom four and avoid the middle eights. And I think with players like Maguire, and I've mentioned Lunt, along with the new signings coming in, and you know, the players that impressed in 2017, it's just going to be massive. And it's all about getting off to a good start and just getting that momentum and partnership sorted in pre-season. But you know, going back to your original point, Maguire was, you know, the poster boy of Rugby League growing up. He has been over the last 12 years, and I think he still is one of those. I remember when Rovers, you know, announced the signing, he was doing phone interviews along, you know, all day long. Every bit of media wanted a piece of him, and that's going to be the case as well again when we launch the season in, you know, what, a month and a bit now. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing him in action in the first friendly, which is York City Knights on Sunday the 7th, and that's just been confirmed. I'll just touch on that. Rovers have confirmed the friendly schedule for 2018. They start with York City Knights on Sunday the 7th of January at Kirkham Craven Park. Then it's the trip to your boys, Hull FC, on Sunday the 14th at 2 o'clock, and then Rovers host London Broncos on the 26th of January, which is a Friday night, to get them into the groove of playing the Friday night games again after a year of nice Sunday afternoons. So that's going to be a bit different, but yeah, those three friendlies there are going to be key, and I'm sure, you know, Maguire's looking at that FC game in particular as one where he can really stamp his authority on it.
Yeah, when can we expect those seniors? I mean, players like Maguire, are they going to be probably only playing in the FC game, or how do you think they'll shape up? Because I mean, someone like Maguire, I mean, 30, 35, is that right? I mean, he's not a player you really want to be putting too much into before the start of the season.
No, he started training, I think it was around about mid to end November, so he's been, you know, a couple of weeks now. He looks fit. I was down at training last week, and he looks fit. He's in the line. He's doing the passing between the players. He's kind of getting those combinations sort of with Tommy Lee and, you know, his fellow halves. But I think if you're going to be starting Maguire, he needs to be in that FC game. I think against York, it's going to be a mixture of, you know, the young kids. The Rovers have, like FC, they've brought the ring fence players from the academy into training this year. So there's plenty of players down at training. We'll see probably a mixed side in that York game, plenty of interchanges like in the FC game, and probably against London is probably going to be the final friendly. It's going to be more year 17, starting 17. We'll get an indication of what Tim Sheen sees, injuries permitting, obviously. But I think, you know, the likes of Sean Lunt, Andrew Heffernan, Scruton, who are coming back from injuries, are probably just going to be targeting, in fairness, that London game as the final one, because the club go on camp, I think, to Spain on the Tuesday, the 16th of January. So it's in between that FC and London game, which they actually go away, and I think you're going to see you know, the preparations really ramped up then.
Yeah, I think, and that game against obviously Hull FC, I mean, we can't underestimate how big that derby game as well is. I mean, obviously from the Hull FC side, ahead of the 2016 season, that January game, obviously Rovers fans won't remember it very kindly, but the big win, I think it was 60-20, was it? And and that was
rub salt in the wound.
That was a good start for the likes of Scott Taylor, you know, your Frank Pritchards of this world, and that was important and kind of a stepping stone towards the start of the season. I think it would be nice to see from a Hull KR perspective Maguire get into a rhythm with his halves and things like that. And just mentioning Maguire, obviously we got a piece coming up now with him. Really interesting interview. I'll let you give it a little bit of an intro, Gaz, as we go into it. Mm-hmm. What can we expect?
Yeah, we put a post out just before doing this interview. It was our first real sit down with Maguire after he joined pre-season training. He answered some of the fans' questions. Touches on, you know, a lot of different topics. He appeared quite sheepish when he walked into the interview room. Yeah, he's you know, you don't really look at him and see, you know, not a lot of confidence in him. You've seen him as more real a composed figure, but he looked really timid. Maybe he was a little bit nervous. I think that's natural though, coming from
new club in season.
Exactly,
second
club of his career. He's been at Leeds all his life, and to come into new surroundings, seeing new people. You know, dealing with media around here for the first time, which aren't obviously the, you know, no, we are welcoming, but we're you know, quite full on. We love our rugby league up here, so. But yeah, it was nice to sit down with Maguire for, I think I got about 20 minutes with him. You'll listen to a clip of it in this podcast right now. So we'll leave you with this, Maguire, answering your questions, you Hull KR fans. Danny, your first week at Hull KR, how's it gone?
Yeah, it's been really enjoyable. Plenty of tough stuff, which everybody does in pre-season. So, but yeah, it's been really enjoyable. Good to get in and meet the lads and get comfortable in the surroundings. And the training's been really enjoyable. I've enjoyed the stuff on the field. I've done a few watt bike sessions that have been a bit tasty as well. And yeah, it's been really enjoyable first week.
Yeah, settled into the group very quickly. Got a lot of mates here.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, know a few of the boys already, and you know, travelling across with Clarky, Minzy, Rob Mullen, and Will Dagger. So. We've got a good little crew coming across there, and yeah, the lads have been really, really welcoming. They all seem really sound lads, and obviously it takes a while to really get to know the players and what they're like. But yeah, it's been good. The lads have been really welcoming, and it's been an enjoyable first week.
Yeah, what was it like on the first day? What were your emotions just coming into the ground and starting getting your boots on for the first time?
Yeah, I was nervous. I was really nervous, to be honest. It's just the small things about, you know, finding your locker and your peg and. Just getting to know people's nicknames and stuff like that. It's not a massive problem point, but it's something that you need to work out, and understanding everybody's do's and don'ts, and you know what the club does and that type of stuff. So, but yeah, it was nerve wracking, but again, it's good. It's a challenge. It's whetted my appetite for the season, and you know, I'm really enjoying the training and looking forward to having a big finish up to Christmas.
Yeah, have you got any combinations you know, locked already?
We've been doing a little bit of stuff with Webbo with the halves, and obviously there's Chris Satkin and Matty Marsh there, and you know, they look really talented kids, and the young French lad can play a little bit as well once he learns the language a little bit. It'll be good, and yeah, they're good. Yeah, I'm not sure what, you know, where we're going to go at the minute, but you know, there's some options there for, you know, and obviously that's the coach's decisions, but yeah, it's looking pretty promising at the minute.
Just in the halves, obviously, you know, part of your role, I assume, was to bring those on a little bit. Now you've had a little bit of chance to work with them. What have you seen of them so far?
Yeah, I think you can tell that, you know, they're both naturally talented footballers, and you know, watching young Thibaut as well, he's definitely got a bit of talent in his game, and so yeah, that's, you know, like I say, I'm obviously the elder statesman now, and anything I can do and help and pass on that knowledge, you know, I'm more than willing to do that. And you know, we haven't really worked together as halves, you know, too much yet. You know, been doing a bit of team stuff, but you know, I'm sure we'll get a chance to sit down probably with Tim when he's back, and you know, work out what type of you know, things we're going to do together. So, but early signs are really promising.
Yeah. Just, you've been so long in that environment at Leeds. You maybe learnt a lot about you in the first week. Have you sort of found that out? Have you learnt a lot in the first week about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's myself personally. Yeah, I think it's been good. I think, you know, sometimes you can get a little bit comfortable in your environment and take things for granted. And yeah, I'm not saying I did that too much at Leeds, but you know, I drove the same route to training every day. You know, every day for 15 years. And you know, sat in the same place in the changing rooms, and it's just nice. It's nice to have a bit of, you know, I feel refreshed. I feel hungry, and like I say, I'm really determined to do well for the team and obviously the club as well. So, you know, I don't want to be getting too carried away. We're only in December, and you know, there's a long way to go yet before the start of the season. But you know, it's really exciting.
Yeah, I spoke to you before the club got promoted, but. What was your feelings when the club got, you know, back into Super League? And I suppose it was maybe a sense of relief as well that it was carrying on in Super League.
Yeah, it was good. I think the lads did a fantastic job, and to do it with two games to spare and, you know, take all the pressure off, and, you know, really big achievement. And yeah, it's good. It obviously means that they're playing against Leeds as well, which were always going to be interesting. And obviously that's second game up at Elland Road, which will be interesting when that comes around. But yeah. Yeah, I watched all the games, and you know, I was cheering the lads on, and they did a great job.
Yeah, let's talk about them first two games, Wakey at home and then Leeds away. Wakey at home, first game of Super League in 2007, Rovers won that, probably a lucky home there, and then going to Elland Road, must be a pretty special fortnight really.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. I'm really looking forward to playing down here, to be honest. I think the first game it'll be electric, and like I say, you know, Wakey had a really good season last year. They're a good team, so that's a big challenge, and we'll have to be ready for that, you know, when that comes around. But obviously the week after is, you know, it's probably a little bit more interesting for me at Elland Road, being a Leeds United fan as well, and against obviously, you know, a lot of my old mates and my old club. So you know, it's going to be a great 2 weeks, and you know, look forward to that down the line.
We've had a few questions from our followers on Twitter and Facebook. Just want to ask you a couple. Aaron says, how do you feel about playing against Leeds? Obviously you've got a lot of mates there, you'll know the ins and outs of how they work. Looking to put them into practice in that second game.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be strange without a doubt, because like I say, when you've been involved with a job or an organisation for so long, it's part of you, and you know, Leeds will always be part of me. But it'll be strange playing against, like I say, some of my really good friends. But at the end of the day, my job is to come here and play well for Rovers, and that's, you know, that's what I'm determined to do. And you know, we'll leave friendships aside for that game, and you know, I'm sure we'll, you know, it'll be a good tussle.
Yeah. Another question here about the derbies. Lee says, are you looking forward to them? It's obviously one game that every fan looks forward to.
Yeah, I am. I think that's really exciting, and you know, I don't think many LFC fans are great friends of mine at the minute. Anyway, we've had a bit of a love-hate relationship with LFC, so coming here as well is probably enhanced that a little bit. But yeah, it'll be really good. It's, you know, it's the only real derby in it, and you know, I'm really looking forward to that one when that comes around as well.
Yeah. Kayleigh asks, which players are you most excited about next season within the team? She says Chris Atkin or Andrew Heffernan. I think Heffernan's injured at the minute, so he's not doing too much, but what players have you seen so far that's caught your eye?
Yeah, there's a few boys, obviously, that, you know, there's a few injured boys that are not training at the minute, and you know, some of them look really good. The young Thibault looks handy, and like I say, I've been you know, I think Matt is very skillful. Matty Marsh floats about the field, and you know, I've been really impressed with Will Dagger as well. He's a young kid who reminds me of Zach Hardacre. Obviously similar body shape, and he moves a lot like him, and you know, even talks like him, which is a bit frightening. But you know, he's got a lot of potential as a kid.
Yeah, there's a good nucleus of the side already here that was from last year. There's like Justin Carney, Mossy Masseur coming in late as well.
Yeah.
There's got the makings of a Super League side there, but what in your view needs to be, well, you've seen in the first week, I know it's early days, but what needs to be added or worked on, do you think, to get this side up to where they need to be?
Looking at the squad, there's a few experienced players that are not training. I mean, you know, Nick Scruton and Lunty, and you know, a few of the other boys, Lee Jewett, people like that, who've been around Super League quite a bit. Not being out on the field at the minute, so, but you know, I think it's just having that belief. I think there's a lot of confidence within the squad from a really good season last year. Obviously, with Tim, you know, a fantastic coach, and Webbo and Oggy as well. So, all the seeds are there for us to perform well, and we need to just make sure that we, you know, just keep doing the small things right in pre-season, and you know, making sure our skills are good and intensity in the sessions are good, and you know, the intensity from what they were playing at last year is probably going to step up a bit for Super League, and you know, we need to be prepared for that.
Yeah, you've still got Tim to come into training. You've been training Webber the last few days. I'm excited to work under Tim though when he does arrive back.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really good, and obviously, you know, what Tim's achieved and what he's done in the game, you know speaks for itself. So any player would love to, you know, work under somebody like that. So I'm obviously looking forward to, you know, when Tim comes back in and gets stuck into it. But, you know, it's been really good with Webbo and Odgy, and I really enjoyed the skill sessions on the field. It's been really, you know, it's been a bit different from what we've done at Leeds, and you know, it's been really good.
Yeah, have you found yourself quite vocal? I know the role that you play is very, you need to be very vocal.
I mean, not too much at the minute, because, you know, I'm still learning the players, and, you know, there's, you know, 50 or 60 names and players that I've got to learn, and, you know, I think that'll take a couple of weeks. But, you know, with my position, you don't get much time to sort of feel your way in. You've got to be in there and mixing it up straight away. And yeah, it's gone okay, but, you know, still a bit of improvement there for me, and obviously a bit of an understanding of what the team needs. But, you know, that'll come in the next few weeks.
Yeah, you obviously convinced to sign a few months ago for 2 years, but now you're here. Do you see why you was convinced to sign, and do you see what you was being told all those months ago?
Yeah, I do. It's you know, JP at first, you know, sold the club, and then, you know, I met him, and you know, just got a chance to speak to him about obviously his passion for the game and the club, and yeah, I just felt like we're the right fit, and it's been good. It's been really, really enjoyable, and, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, I made the right choice. And like I said, I'm not getting too carried away. We're only in December, and my pre-season's about laying down some markers and making sure that you set your standards for the season. So, you know, I feel like, you know, the team's in a good place, and, you know, we're enjoying what we're doing.
Yeah, you've signed for 2 years. What, I know we're looking very far ahead here, but what would success mean to you over those 2 years? And if you was to bring your career to the end of those, you know, at the end of the 2 years?
I mean, I've always been a player that wants to win and wants to be in the big games and be successful, and, you know, that's not going to change now. Every time that, you know, step across, you know, the white line, you want to play well, you want to win, and, you know, that's my job. And if that can, you know, if we can bring some success here, and obviously, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge, everybody knows that, with obviously coming up through the qualifiers last year, but, you know, I think as a team and as players, you've got to set your standards high and set your goals high as well. And, you know, I'm not, you know, we'll probably sit down together as a team with the coach and decide, you know, what our aims and objectives are. But for me, it's about, you know, going out and hitting them standards every week, and you know, I'm sure the rest of the boys are the same.
And we're back in the studio now. I'm Paul Clark, here with the Hull KR reporter Gareth Westman. Music to Hull KR fans' ears, really, some of those comments. I mean, especially, I like the fact that, you know, you asked him, you know, what's success in the next 2 years, obviously during his contract at the club, and he's immediately going to success. He's not even thinking top eight. You know, I like that. I just like his kind of approach to rugby league, and obviously it comes from winning at Leeds Rhinos, but that's going to really set OKR in good stead, isn't it, really, moving forward?
Definitely, yeah. There's no point in aiming low. You know, if you're a rugby league player, you want to be, you know, playing in quarterfinals, semi-finals, and, you know, that's, you know, realistic for Rovers. They could maybe sneak a cup quarter final and, you know, sneak into that top eight, which, you know, they failed to do over the last few years. They could realistically do that with Maguire and company on board now. But if you're going to have, you know, a new player come in and say those words to you in, what, his first week of pre-season, that is, like you say, is music to the fans' ears, and not only that, but the players as well. They must feel confident playing alongside him and training alongside him. I think, you know, speaking down at training with a couple of players, that, you know, I asked them, which player are you looking forward to playing alongside, and, you know, I didn't really need to ask the question because I knew what the answer was going to be. Yeah. But it, you know, a lot of players just said, I'm really impressed with Danny. He's, you know, he's come in and he's not kind of, you know, been the big I am. He's really been really grounded. He's just been another face, really, and another body. It's important he keeps that, you know, to himself, rather than, you know, thinking he's top dog, which I'm not trying to say he does. But, you know, we've seen maybe players in the past come into new clubs across Super League and try to maybe take over. And I know Maguire's role is very important, and he's going to be having to dictate a lot of play, but it's important he keeps grounded, and, you know, I'm sure he knows, you know, where his boundaries are in terms of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You really can't underestimate that. You're exactly right, Gareth, in terms of just someone who is a big dog but doesn't necessarily talk about how much of a big dog he is, you know, in and amongst the group. That must be really good for the players. But an important question: who's going to be his halfback partner?
Good question. I still believe, what, we're 6 weeks away from the start of the season, I still think Rovers will get another halfback in. They do have Chris Atkin, Matty Marsh, and the youngster Thibaut Frank, who's only 18 years old. Now, Chris Atkin came in towards the back end of the season, you know, performed all right in his first full-time training with the club. He'd only been, I think he's only played, you know, a handful of games, featured in the last two when promotion was secured. You know, and he's performed quite comfortably, and he looks very confident. But we've got to remember that this is the Championship player in his first full-time, you know, pre-season campaign. It's a big step up, and if he can, you know, come at it with flying colours, then great. But Rovers really, I think, need to have a solid backup option. I think they've got one there in Tommy Lee. He could potentially step up into that role. But I think with Sean Lunt, especially coming off the back of that shoulder surgery, Lee is going to be, you know, possibly starting hooker in that York game if Lunt's not ready, or, you know, coming off definitely off the bench to spell with Lunt. So that is an option in the halves because he can play both roles. Matty Marsh, another player who has missed a long spell through injury, had his ACL last December, and he only just came back, I think it was end of July, maybe start of August time, when he came back into the squad. So I still think, sorry, Thibaut Franck, who's the French kid, he can still play academy, so I think that's where he's going to be this season. Possibly he might get a game here and there in Super League, but like I say, his half-back partner, I think, he's still up in the air. I still think Rovers have got cash to spend, you know, they will look to recruit another half-back, in my opinion.
Yeah, because it's one of those, Dan McGuire, in terms of the player he is, he's going to lead the attack. You know, most times when he's on the field, he's got a great shot kicking game. Obviously, you know, his running game's still there, he doesn't have the pace still. Maybe the one issue I would say is his deep kicking game. You know, when you're kind of in your own end, wanting to get out of a tough situation, I'm not sure he's got the big boot on him necessarily. So is that what you think Mulcair need or looking for, or do you think what Chris Atkins showed in the middle eights means he can transfer into a player that will be good for Super League?
Yeah, just off my memory here, I think, you know, Chris Atkins, in the conditions that he did play in, there were quite short kicking games. I think the, you know, he created a lot of opportunities close to the line, pretty much like Maguire did in the grand final. It was around that time, September, October time. Yeah. So, you know, off my memory, I can't really recall Atkin doing long kicking games because he was only at the club, you know, from July, August time. So, potentially, you know, I'm not saying Atkin can't do that, but I've yet to see it. In terms of that, yeah, like I say, Maguire is probably better close to the line. He knows where the passage of players are, knows what lines players are going to be running, but like I say, I think he needs, you know, that sort of player like a Rob Burrow, who he can, you know, play alongside a Rob Burrow type of half, who can, you know, just break the line at will. Maguire has lost his pace. I think he'll be the first to admit that over the years, but he's not lost his brain. That's going to be key.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. Is more of a running half is what Hulkiard definitely need. Yeah, if they're obviously, and that's what they're kind of looking for into. That's what they were saying, alongside a centre who's maybe a halfback that the club are looking for.
We saw Jordan Abdul, you know, really rip it up at Rovers this year. He was that running half for me. Although Ellis was more the agile, he had a better sort of frame for a running halfback. Ellis was more the dictator. He called the shots. He kicked the corners. Abdul was defender, you know, he kind of took on the defensive line, a little bit of step here and there, and he managed to get over a couple of times. So if Rovers can recruit that, maybe a big physical half as well as a running one as well, because Abdul does have a bit of pace around him when he gets going, then they're on to a winner. But, you know, finding those players is just proving to be, you know, extremely difficult in today's market. Do you bring, you know, somebody, you know, unproven over from Australia, because realistically, are you going to attract, you know, top talent from Oz now? No, with the new salary cap coming in. Are there many English players available? No, again. It's just proven very difficult, and, you know, Rovers just, you know, need to hope and pray maybe that, you know, a quality man does come on board. But, like I said, we're creeping close to the season now, and time's ticking.
Yeah, absolutely. But the most important thing for OKR fans out there is they've obviously got their marquee man in Danny Maguire on board for the 2018 season. He's going to be what you would imagine a very influential player for OKR in 2018. Gareth Westerlund's been with me here, Paul Clark, and that's it now. You can catch the podcast online, and also just keep in touch, because we'll be dropping plenty of these before the season starts as well.